This is Inspiration 107.9 FM, your station for the nation. Great morning is extended to you and yours. Yours truly, Cashing and Jamal, in your company. How we get set for our prayer time this morning, ladies and gentlemen. So gather around the radio, or you're listening via your TV. Get close, ladies and gentlemen, as we get set to pray for the nation this morning. We're reminded this morning, the Bible lets us know that men are to always pray and indeed faint not. As the psalmist said, I pray for you, you pray for me, and we'll watch God change things. Remember this morning that if your morning, afternoon, or evening is hemmed in prayer, it is less likely to unravel. Prayer is the oxygen for life. When is the last time you took a breath? And reminding us in the book of James, it says that the fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. And another interpretation, it says, has great power. And so what great power can be had when you and I come together, we lock arms in prayer, and we lift up our nation. We lift up our families. We lift up our church. We lift up our leaders, ladies and gentlemen. What great power, what great things can be done. And coming up to lift up the nation this morning is none other than Minister Lancaster Roll. All right, he's all the way from the Salem Union Baptist Church, and he's coming now to pray for the nation. Great morning, Minister. So great to have you on the line this morning.
Praise God. Good morning, Cashigan. Good morning, Bahamas. We give God praise and thanks for this moment. Let us pray. Let us pray, Bahamas. Let us pray. Our God and our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. God, we come before you in humble adoration this morning. We recognize your greatness, your power, and your majesty, and your sovereignty. We declare that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true and the living God. There is none like you. Beside you, O God, there is none other. There's none that can compare with you. God, we acknowledge you as the God of the Bahamas. Lord, as we look back over our nation and see where you brought us from, Lord, we confess that you have been good to us. You've not treated us as our sins deserve. Your word declares that your anger lasts a moment, but your favor, O God, lasts a lifetime. You have blessed us to the point where we have become the envy of the Caribbean. You have blessed us, oh God, that we have a stable government. We have a blessed and a robust economy. You have blessed us that our tourism and financial industry is blooming. God, while you have been good, we have not been faithful. God, we have drifted from the foundation upon which our nation had been built upon. God, which declares we the inheritors of and successors of to this family of islands, recognizing the supremacy of God. Father, we have said in the preamble to our Constitution that we recognize you as being superior to all authority, to all powers, or to all status. But God, we have sinned against you by allowing other powers, other authorities, unknown to us, to take your place. Father, your word declares that you are God and beside you there is none other. Father, as a nation, we have sinned against you. We have run after other gods, gods of pleasure. We have become hedonistic in our posture. We have disobeyed your statutes and your principles and your word to seek after things. Father, while you are gracious and loving, you are still a just God. You chastise those you love. As your people this morning, we seek your forgiveness. We confess that we've sinned against you. We confess that we've strayed from you, God. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, God, then you will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. God, we are asking that you heal our land. Heal our land from bloodshed. Heal our land from impending pestilences. Heal our land from impending storms. God, we remember Dorian and the devastation and destruction that it caused. Lord, we humble ourselves before you. Forgive us, we pray, and relent from the wrath and impending judgment you have reserved for us because of our sinful and wicked ways. Father, may our government leaders listen to godly and wise counsel in this season. We pray that every contrary and conflicting counsel be silenced and confused even now. We pray that you give our government, God, the fortitude to resist any and all agreements that seek to erode the moral fiber and spiritual values of our nation. May they govern in accordance to your will. Let your kingdom rule. Let your kingdom reign. And let it be done on earth even as it is in heaven in our nation. For family, as it relates to marriage, despite the pressures, despite the forces on the outside causing us or wanting us to follow what is happening around the world. May we stand for righteousness. May we stand for holiness. God, for your word declares, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So we declare today that you are the God of the Bahamas. Our worship is to you and to no other. All other gods have to bow to the God of the Bible. So God, we pray that you be Lord over the Bahamas. From Grand Bahama and the north, oh God, to Inagua in the south. Let the gospel of Jesus Christ be proclaimed in this nation, so your word will be planted in the hearts of the wicked, so they may turn from their wicked ways and worship you, the true and the living God. Father, we pray this prayer today in the name of Jesus the Christ, that name that is above every name, that name that heals, that name that delivers. We give you glory, God. We give you honor and we give you thanks. Thank you for hearing us and thank you for answering us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. God bless you, Jessica. God bless you. God bless you. God bless the Bahamas, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We thank you so much, Minister, for joining us this morning.
And
we look forward
to
doing this again. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Joining us on the line this morning, Minister Lancaster Rowe, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from the Salem Union Baptist Church, praying for the nation this morning.